This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
When you're a child, a lot of things happen. Lots of things happen, and everything is new. Your mind's taking everything in as data and information, and we start to try and naturally find patterns. That's what our brain does. And the more we have something happen to us, the more our brain tells us, okay, this is a pattern. This is normal. This is life, kind of how it goes. And it helps to keep us centered, calm, and it tells us what to be alert for and what to be alert for, things that break those patterns. When you have a pattern every day of something paranormal happening, though, how does that work? Especially if it starts at a young age. It is a pattern. It happens over and over. And if you don't know any better, you're going to think that is normal. And your brain's going to tell you, yep, it's a pattern. It's all good. So you get a little bit older, start to realize, oh, some of those things that happened, yeah, it was a pattern for me, but it was far from normal. That's what happens in our story. Take a listen. My name is Ashley. I've been listening to your show now for 5 years, and I love it. It's been a while since I reached out. The last story I sent in was about a dark shadow figure I saw on a hill behind our house on an Indian reservation. If that rings any bells. Well, I'm reaching out again. Activity has really developed. The ebb and flow pattern. Did my best to ignore it, but it's definitely not going away. I had this feeling recently that I needed to send in another story, but this time starting from the beginning to set the foundation for when it all started. When I was younger, my mom married into the local tribe, and we ended up moving in with my stepdad on the Indian reservation in the 90s. At that time, it was myself, my one-year-old sister, that lived with my mom and stepdad. During this period, my stepdad regularly worked swing shift and would often get home between 10:30 p.m. and midnight. I got so used to him coming home at these late hours that I distinctly knew the sound of him entering the house and going back to the master bedroom. This sound routine consisted of his keys unlocking the door shutting, then the sound of heavy boots heading further into the house towards me. In the main hallway, I can't recall the exact night it was, but around 10:30 p.m. to 11 p.m., I heard the front door open and close and the sound of heavy boots heading down the hallway. On this night, the boots stopped right outside my door instead of going into my parents' room like they usually did. Thinking I was about to be busted for still being awake so late, I slowly sank into my bed as quietly as I could and closed my eyes, pretending to be asleep. I waited for the sound of these boots to start walking away, but there was nothing. No noise, no door opening, no receding footsteps, nothing. After what felt like an eternity, I decided to get up and open the door, letting curiosity get the best of me. I opened the door, found that I was staring into an empty, dark hallway. I was startled by this, as I was absolutely certain that he was home. I was sure that I had heard him come through the house. I then turned back into my room and checked outside my bedroom window, which faced the front of the house where the driveway was. There was no car in the driveway. I was a little spooked, but decided that it must be in my imagination. I shut my bedroom door and went to bed for the night, trying not to think too much of this. Over several months, this continued to happen. Not always night after night, and even a few weeks with no incident. It eventually got to the point, however, that I refused to leave my room after 10 p.m. I'd try not to drink anything too late to avoid having to get up to go to the bathroom. Anything to avoid that dark hallway. Eventually, this activity seemed to kind of taper off. Things changed at home, and we eventually had a change within the household, where more family had moved in with us. I was now sharing a room with two of my cousins who were 7 and 8, and I was about 10 years old around this time. One evening during the winter, I remember I was really sick with the flu. I had a fever, body aches, felt just awful. My mom had me go to bed early on this particular evening. She wanted me to get some rest and didn't want my cousins keeping me up. When she came in to check on me for the night, she gave me a kiss and said she'd see me in the morning. As she left my room and was closing my door, I saw that there was a woman standing behind my door. Like she was actively appearing in the door jamb as my mom shut the door. I tried to scream, but my whole body froze and nothing came out of my mouth. I remember feeling helpless. My mom was close, but I couldn't scream for help. I heard her slowly get further and further away as her footsteps disappeared down the hall. I lay there in my bed, staring at this lady behind the door, frozen in terror. But then the strangest thing happened. I started to feel less afraid and started to feel more at ease. Like she was just checking on me rather than trying to frighten me. She was an average-looking woman. She was Caucasian with a medium build, shoulder-length brown hair, with a white nightgown. It had little purple flowers all over it, I remember. She stood there for just a second or so, looking at me. Then she slowly stepped towards me where I was lying in my bed. She'd only taken about 2 to 3 steps when she disappeared, absolutely vanishing right in front of me. I can only describe it like when a plume of fog slowly disappears and you start to see clearly. She was never completely solid. She had a slight transparency to her, like I could still make out the details of the wall directly behind her. I never saw her again after this. As an adult now, there hasn't been apparitions or appearances of anything. We mostly hear noises, sometimes feel things that are in the house. It almost seems scarier now because we haven't seen anything, but the feeling like we're being watched or followed in the house is just overwhelming sometimes. My husband thinks it's my wild imagination, but this sense, I explained to him, is like never truly having privacy or being alone. Like someone is always there watching you. We've blessed the house since moving back in as an adult, but I don't know how much it's helped. I'll be sure to send in another story with more things that have happened while growing up. Thanks for taking the time to share my story and for your podcast.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.